Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Tim Cogshell and Christy Lemire. Up first this week, The Post from director Steven Spielberg, starring Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks. Tim?
You know, the Pentagon Papers were not called that, but if you do want to know what they were called, watch this movie because Steven Spielberg is that meticulous about laying out what happened during this period. The film is also very much about Katharine Graham. Excellent performances down the line. I really can't recommend this highly enough. It's a Steven Spielberg film.
It's a Spielberg film in the absolute best possible way, in that he can get away with inspiring corny moments and make them ring true. Yeah, Streep and Hanks are great in this, and just the production design and the way it's shot is impeccable.
A dramatic era at the Washington Post, told in the movie The Post. It's written by Liz Hanna and Josh Singer, rated PG-13 in selected theaters, the Arclight Hollywood, Arclight Sherman Oaks, and Landmark Theater West L.A. Phantom Thread from writer-director Paul Thomas Anderson stars Daniel Day-Lewis and Vicky Krapes. Christy?
Absolutely gorgeous film about a 1950s couturier played by Daniel Day-Lewis and the muse who comes into his life and shakes up his meticulous existence. It looks like a lush, genteel period piece, and it gets wonderfully nutty as it goes along.
Yeah, well, nutty. Wonderfully. Don't know about wonderfully. Anyway, that score by Johnny Greenwood is absolutely exquisite, and you're right about the craft of cinema in this movie.
You were not so thrilled with the content.
It goes left. I would have liked to have stayed on the same road.
Phantom Thread is rated R. You can see it on Christmas Day at the Landmark Theater in West L.A. Molly's Game, from writer Aaron Sorkin, who also directs his screenplay. Jessica Chastain, Idris Elba, Kevin Costner, and Michael Cera star. Tim?
People don't really talk on the planet the way people talk in Aaron Sorkin films. Either you like that or you don't. I'm okay with it. This is interesting to me because I like the narrative. I like the story. It's a story that's based on a true story about Molly Bloom and what happened when she ran a high-stakes poker game for movie stars in Hollywood.
Jessica Chastain is an excellent fit for the dexterity required to really pull off Aaron Sorkin's dialogue. Idris Elba is great in it, too. It moves really, really well. It's super Sorkin-y.
Molly's Game is in selected theaters starting Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. It's rated R. And All the Money in the World tells the story of the kidnapping of Jean-Paul Getty, his grandson, Jean-Paul Getty III, Mark Wahlberg, Michelle Williams, Christopher Plummer star Ridley Scott directs. Christy?
This is a really solidly made, really beautifully acted period drama thriller. And maybe it's not all that true, but the acting is great.
Yeah, almost nothing in this movie except that kidnapping is true.
All the Money in the World is in wide release opening Christmas Day, and it's rated R. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to join us every Friday at 11 and Saturday at noon for Film Week on KPCC.